Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Yesterday, the Buffalo Bills released six players, including three starters, in an effort to get some relief and get under the salary cap.
Also restructured the contract of Von Miller. They also reportedly brought back Mitchell Trubisky as the backup for Josh Allen.
Mitch Trubisky, my friend!
The Bills also reportedly restructured the contract of Rasul Douglas.
Taylor Rapp.
The Bills were not going to operate 40 mil over the cap.
Mike Danger.
We've been saying that you're only going to go so far with what we have. Today is going to be transformational, and the moves we make moving forward are going to ensure that we can get beyond where we are.
Gene Battaglia.
I hear you, but why would you do that? And I just go back to this. It's a young man's game, but I look at this now, and they have holes to fill here in free agency. They do. Who do they value more?
We have a trade to announce.
2-1 Toronto, the final over Buffalo. The overtime.
Byram and the Sabres are in Nashville tonight.
Nashville! Go Sabres!
Bless his heart. 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Lots to get to the last 24 hours with the Buffalo Bills. We'll recap all of it. We also have a recently released free agent defensive tackle visiting Buffalo today. We'll tell you more about Fatakasi.
There we go.
Foley Fatakasi, who is in Buffalo taking a visit with the Bills today, potentially somebody that the Bills could be looking to sign before the league year gets underway. Next week, we welcome you back in to the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Appreciate you listening. Rochester's only local sports talk show here on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM, AM 950. The free-to-download Odyssey app, your smart device, when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. And we've even got the video stream up for you. If you want to watch the Sports Bar YouTube channel, The Fan Rochester, streaming on Twitch at The Fan Rochester as well. I'm Mike Danger. That's Gene Battaglia.
Drinking something that I'm proud to say... tap water. When's the last time you had tap? No, look at you. You're not like
right now, actually. Yeah. I'm in the same boat as you. The water cooler's on the fritz.
Yeah.
And you take for granted when you have the water cooler, or, you know, I don't know what you do at home. I'm not a tap water person at home, but I guess I am because I'm drinking the water that comes out of my fridge.
But you go through a filter. It's like when you're going straight from the tap, it's like, okay, like we did this when we were kids.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like, I think our bodies are weathered enough where we can handle the tap water that we don't necessarily need it to go through a filter. When you consider how many times in the summertime we were drinking out of the garden hose. Like, if you tried to get your kid to drink out of a garden hose now, how quickly would they recoil? There's no chance my daughters are going to ever drink out of the garden hose. But we did it routinely. Didn't even think twice about it. Hell, if there was no garden hose there, just turn on the spigot and dunk your head underneath it and get what you needed to get. That's how we rolled.
Yeah. So we do have a fridge here, but we don't have the water line going through it. So, you know, you make do here.
We're a little fine. Tap water. Yeah. We're hydrated and ready to dish out some taps in the some takes in the sports bar.
I know that's where your mind is at coming up at 6 o'clock.
Mm.
Sports interest in Rochester. Danger. There's never been a bigger gap than it is right now. Once again, the Bills have lapped the field. They did it once. They did it again, and it just hit me yesterday. Mind you, Syracuse basketball is mediocre. The Sabres, please. This is what hit for me yesterday. They traded away their leading scorer, and it was a footnote yesterday.
Yeah, it was a giant Francesa.
Oh, who cares?
I'm looking at my feed last night. Now, that's not scientific or not, but the Sabres are playing and still all this reaction to what the Buffalo Bills did.
Yeah. Okay. What was the result of the Sabres game last night?
Oh, who cares?
Right.
Nobody cares.
Tomorrow, there's an NHL trade deadline.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to say Francesa here because we love the Amerks, the Wings, the Nighthawks. And look, we're going to be talking some Nighthawks coming up later this hour. But when it comes to our identity as a sports town, it is the Buffalo Bills. At what? Do you want to say 90, 95%? That's what moves the needle and then everything else? I'm not exaggerating. Now, what can we do to get our identity back as a sports town? Simple. Win. Win something. The Amerks postseason run last year, that was fun. If they replicate that, if they even get a little further, look out. Maybe an NCAA berth for RIT hockey. Big events would be another thing, too. We show up for the PGA Championship, but there's no sugar daddy like Mr. Galison or anybody that's going to say, here, have a new team, courtesy of me. Our sports palette is asking for things, Danger, that are major league in our town, hence why we gravitate to the Buffalo
right.
Bills.
We want a winner for sure, but I think that's the thing. Big events. We know that people will come out for Amherst games, but we'll sell out playoff games for the Rochester Americans, right? We know that... that RIT will sell out at the end of the season. Like, if that team, there will be a lot of interest in RIT men's hockey, and you know this because you remember the Frozen Four. I mean, they make it far, and they advance with each passing, like, more and more. And so we want those big events.
You know, when St. Bonaventure was here, they would draw 6,000 to 7,000 for just a bottom tier. Yes, I went to Fordham. Yes, you would draw 7,000 for Fordham at the Blue Cross Arena. So, like, give us something, please, in this town.
The season of lying sure does have some tells if you look closely, doesn't it? Yeah. I saw something that crossed my feed today. It was a side-by-side comparison of tweets sent out by two different NFL insiders breaking the news of Zach Ertz signing with Washington. And what made it interesting was that both insiders' tweets mentioned that the deal was negotiated by, quote, tight end guru, and then the name of the agent and agency. So they used the actual phrase tight end guru almost as if that was a prerequisite for getting the scoop. Yeah, I'll give you the scoop. I'll tell you what's going on. You just have to mention me as tight end guru. Gino, you know that that's exactly how this went down. So henceforth, I would like everybody here to know that I'm only signing a new contract with Odyssey if they allow me to change my alter ego from Mike Danger to Fat Wallet Wide Johnson. And I'd like to put that in my profile and in my contract, please.
From here on out, I'm called Gino Cash.
Gino Cash, and Fat Wallet Wide Johnson.
Welcome to the sports bar.
With Wide Johnson and Cash.
I think this is hilarious that this agent is trying to brand himself as the tight end guru.
Yeah.
And therefore, hey, you're a tight end. That's an undervalued position. That was a story. That was a big storyline last year. Like, look at the tight end position. It's so undervalued, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, now you're kind of a tool for doing that. And you know what? Shame on Rappaport or anybody else. You got the story. You're bigger than this Joe Gemeau tight end wannabe agent. And it's Zach Ertz. Big freaking deal.
Yeah, it's Zach Ertz going to a team that looks even more incompetent by signing Zach Ertz because they actually signed a guy that's older than the guy that they released for being too old in Logan Thomas. Just a ridiculous situation, all orchestrated by a guy who wants to be referred to as tight end guru. Okay, well, you know what? Fat Wallet Wide Johnson and Gino Cash would like a word.
when Trey White secured his big contract in 2020, leading up to that danger, no one pushed back, right? Maybe it was the timing, pandemic, whatever it was. In 2019, Tre'Davious White, he was one of the best in the game at the corner position. I will contend that he was the best defender, okay, at the end of it. And one injury changed everything, right? 12 games in 3 years, and that's it for his time in Buffalo. Now let's look at the competition, shall we? How did the Kansas City Chiefs and Legarius Sneed work this out? Like White was in 2019, I would say Sneed is one of the best in football in 2023. He might have been the best defender, at least he and Chris Jones. Look, the Chiefs aren't going to let him go. They tagged him, but I'm curious about the length of this deal. And the Chiefs will look at Tre'Davious White and say, we got to learn from this. If it's top dollar for 2-3 years, so what? I think that gets it done. But if it's a record bonus and a 5-year deal, look, I think the Chiefs are making the same mistake that the Buffalo Bills made.
You can't predict injuries, but you can predict the life cycle of a corner in the NFL. And we've talked about this over and over and over again. And think it really hit home when we signed Josh Norman the first time they brought back Josh Norman. And we viewed that more as a favor than anything, because Josh Norman at that stage of his career had nothing left. And you could look back at Josh Norman's career and how he was compensated through his career, or any corner really that played at an elite level at some point. You could put Darrell Revis in this category. You could put JC Jackson in this category. You could put Trey White in this category. Mm-hmm. You come into the league with supreme athleticism, but you're lacking some pro technique. You get a couple of years under your belt. As that technique improves, you peak because you're now supremely athletic with amazing technique, and you get paid. You get what Trey White got. You get what Legarius Sneed is going to get. The downside to that is, as each year passes, you lose some of that athleticism. You might have, you could say Trey White might have some of the best technique at his position than anybody else in the league. However, coming off of those two injuries, the athleticism is shot. He's not going to be the same player. And I think that goes for any corner, injury or not, with each passing year. So yes, be careful. I would caution any team that wants to, invest heavily in that position over a long period of time, because the life cycle of a corner is a fleeting one. It is short. You've got a 2, maybe 3 season window after that first year where you can really maximize what you're getting out of that position.
You know, I think people poke fun at Dave Gettleman for good reason. Okay, you say that name to a Giant fan, and I'm not trying to offend Giant fans, but I'm just bringing this up because Gettleman, one of his last acts in Carolina was this. He tagged Josh Norman, and it was a summer afternoon, June, and I'm driving around and listening to Van Pelt tell, hey, they just removed the tag. What? Who does that? The negotiation went so bad. You know what? Get out. And the Carolina Panthers weren't going to do like a multi-year deal. They let him walk there. And I'm wondering who was on that staff.
Brandon Bean.
Right. Brandon Bean probably didn't like the way that was handled for Josh Norman. And, we're not going to make the same mistake with Tre'Davious White. Look, it's good. It's painful kind of ripping the Band-Aid off for Tre'Davious White. Honestly, Danger, I thought Tre'Davious White, foolish me, you could have gone to him and said, look, we need you back at a lower number. And maybe that discussion, that negotiation was going on, but in the end, maybe they couldn't come to terms. Whatever the result is, it really doesn't matter. He's a free agent. And I would say this, anybody that will sign him, you will attach the word flyer. He's not starting for any team. He's not, you can't say for certain he's going to be healthy. So you're taking a flyer on Tre'Davious White. You're taking a flyer on a guy who played 12 games in the last 3 years.
It's funny, man. We all have this opinion. We view Brandon Bean through a lens of a fan. And I think that lens is altered if you're viewing Brandon Bean and you're a player. I think if you're a player or a player rep, Brandon Bean is the enemy. And he is evil in that he's a guy who makes a deal, but then eventually is going to go back on that deal. And maybe that's the Trey White issue, right? Like, hey, Trey, you mean everything to us. Here's this deal that makes you the highest paid at the time, the highest paid corner in the league, albeit for a moment. And Trey White now has this wealth that can provide his family for generations to come. You've made it. Your ship has come in. But at the same time, when if you're Trey White and you say, no, you honor the deal that I signed. I signed this deal. I don't want to negotiate. I don't want to renegotiate. I don't know that that's how it went. I'm speculating.
Yeah.
Because ego is involved. And Trey White, you know, Trey White views himself, as many football players do, is the best. I'm the best at my position. I deserve it. I've earned it. I will fight back to get on the field. You know me. Nobody's going to work harder than me. You know me. Nope. Not good enough. Sorry. If you can't take this, we got to let you go. I can't take this. All right. Goodbye. And that's it. I mean, I'm not saying that's how it went, but it wouldn't shock me if that's how a lot of those conversations go when you're an NFL GM and you're dealing with a player who isn't providing the value in a salary cap world that you need. It's a tough decision, but it's one you got to make. And so I think that the way we view Brandon Bean versus the way players view him are two completely different things.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, players are not going to dinner with Brandon Bean. You know, Brandon Bean keeps his distance. I will give him that. He'll be on the sideline at camp, everything else. I don't have a problem with this. Is the way business is done in the NFL. I'll just say that for the record. I don't have a problem with what Brandon Bean did, but it is kind of cold. You know, like, hey, the player who got hurt, sorry, like, we can't honor that contract. It's not, none of these numbers other than what you're paying up front are real. Our phone number, 866-4326, 866-4FAN. Friend of the show, Linda and Webster. Hey, Linda.
Hi, gentlemen. Been busy with a few things, so I haven't called in for a while. I am sad. I am sad that we will not have Jordan Poyer and Mitch Morris and Tre'Davious White. And I know, just like you said, this was a money and business decision. It just feels like an end of an era is closing and what era is opening up. And I know the only constant thing is change, right? And I think of all of the different transactions that have taken place, the one that I'm most, I guess, maybe concerned about in terms of a position is center, because Mitch Morse and Josh Allen had a really good working relationship. And when Morse was out and another guy came in to play center, that handoff was not always as smooth. So I'm thinking, are they looking for a center in the draft? Are they looking, you know, they're saving all this money on caps and space and all that. Are they looking to sign one? I just wanted to put that out there, you know, wondering what's going to happen next.
Well, what we've heard, Linda, is that the plan, at least from the reports that we've heard, I think Sal Capaccio was the first to put this out there, is that they're going to move McGovern over from guard to center, and the newly signed and newly extended David Edwards would then be your starting left guard where McGovern was playing. So by releasing Morse, the ripple effect there is you've affected not just center, but also center and left guard if you move forward with this plan.
Oh, well, just protect the quarterback. And I'm hoping that shift will work. And we'll just have to see. We'll just wait and see. More will be revealed, like I say to people. More will be revealed.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate the call, as always. You can join us at 866-4326. And look, I take the first part there. If you're upset because you liked these players, you wanted to see this group win, I get it. But it's not the end of an era. Really, it isn't. Every year, there's roster turnover. Like, Jordan Poyer was not going to be on this team at age 35. I'm sorry. Like, at some point, you knew there was an end game for some of these players. So you're going to get attached to new players. Trust me. You know, as long as the core pieces remain intact here, you can argue that Mitch Morse was a core piece. Yeah. So was Jordan Poyer. That's what's different about this. That little pieces of the core got chipped off.
Yeah. And think about how many times New England had to go through this during the Tom Brady era. It was constant. Kansas City's going through it right now. They moved on from Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, they're going to have to make a decision, or Kelsey will walk away at some point.
Yeah. So it's not uncommon, and good teams find ways to adjust, rebuild, retool. But what you have, and the reason why you can remain optimistic, is what you're doing here is building a team around your franchise quarterback. And you've got that right. We believe they've figured that one out. You know he's going to be your guy. You can work around that guy while other teams that you're competing against are left scrambling and scratching their head and wondering, who's next? Who can we get after Aaron Rodgers? Who's going to start for us in New England? Do we really want to extend Tua? These are the questions that the rest of the division is grappling with, while the Bills, all they're trying to do is rebuild around their franchise quarterback. Worst places that the Bills could be in, for sure. Hey, can I get a verdict on this quickly, Gino? Because this this picture crossed my feed from last night, and I'm fairly certain I'm furious about it. If you're an NFL head coach, you're fraternizing with other NFL head coaches at the, you know, coaches meetings, owners meetings, whatever, you know, get togethers, the combine, maybe. Last night, Marquette hosted UConn.
Okay. So
courtside,
the good matchup.
Courtside, you have Packers head coach Matt LaFleur sitting next to Bears head coach Matt Eberflus.
Ugh. Now, I think the only caveat would be if the two head coaches were on another staff and they kind of came up through the ranks. Example, okay? Under Andy Reid's staff in Philadelphia were John Harbaugh and Sean McDermott. And after Sean McDermott defeated John Harbaugh, you know, the embrace, go get him, Sean. Like, there's a friendship that goes back years. How do these two guys know one another?
I don't know enough about the context of this photo, but this is a rivalry that isn't the Bills and the Ravens. This is a rivalry that is the Bears and the Packers. Gino, you know me. I mean, I'm realistic as a Bears fan. I try to be. I have low expectations. All I really want to see for me to start believing that they're going to be viable again as a franchise, beat Green Bay. Just beat Green Bay. That's it. I tricked myself into having hope last year with a new quarterback. Oh, Jordan Love is trash. He's not going to be anything. The Bears will be able to beat him week one. Bears will be able to end the season with a win. Couldn't do it. Can't beat Green Bay. And there's Eberflus sitting next to pretty boy LaFleur courtside at Marquette.
Why?
What the hell is going on?
Why? Why? With the games at Marquette,
Do you think that would be a good look? Do you think that's a good look? Do you think Bear fans are going to see that and be like, that's our guy. Look at him. Working over the opponent courtside. That's ridiculous, right? Am I crazy? Am I crazy? I've got to be crazy, right? I'm losing my mind.
Okay, where did Manny? Okay, he went to Toledo. Like, did he go to UConn? No, that's not it.
No.
So what is it?
I don't know the backstory. I don't know why those two were sitting next to each other.
That's disgusting. Like, Sean McDermott is not sitting courtside next to Mike McDaniel or Belichick or certainly the clown they have down with the Jets. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
You're not seeing McDermott and Salah going out for a steak dinner in Indianapolis, right?
No. No, they will be professional, but they're not sitting courtside.
They're not chumming it up at a college basketball game. I'm sickened by this.
If somebody knows the answer to the backstory, they're like, just write to us at the Fan Rochester or handle. But I don't get it.
I you know what? To be fair, I haven't shared my opinion and I don't know the backstory in this. I just saw the photo and immediately was outraged. What are we doing? This is...
Here's the thing. Did they become friends at the NFL owners' meetings over a late night at the bar? Why?
I don't know. I don't care. It's one thing to be cordial. That's your rival. That's your nemesis. What are we doing? Floored. Just completely floored by it. So we're all in agreement that's clown shoes, right?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Lonsberry, we're not sitting courtside. No way. Not happening.
That's Gene saying, Bob, if you want to sit courtside next to me, I'll go for a run with Bob.
No. Have some pop. You could go. Yeah, see, then you're doing the same thing.
Yeah. I don't consider him a rival, though. I don't consider anybody a rival. I really don't. Like, we're competitive, but I don't consider...
Hey, all our sports media... rival tournament.
No. We're like, who is Catalana a rival? No.
No, I do hockey with John.
Right. Yeah, there's no rivalries. Yeah. We're all just kind of like saying, hey, we get to do this. We should all be thankful that we get to do this every day. It's great. All right, let's get to Dan Carey. He is the GM of the Rochester Nighthawks. Big matchup at Blue Cross Arena this weekend that we got to get to. And we'll get Dan's thoughts on the season up to this point. Dan Carey, GM, Nighthawks, next in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on The Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
One day after the big cutdown in Buffalo, the Bills start to build things back up, making it official today with quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. He comes back to Buffalo to back up Josh Allen. It's a two-year deal. He's happy to be back.
Once I got released, there was like a few spots I had in my mind that I might have been interested in, and this was at the top of the list. So to come back here, be a part of a contender, work with Josh and all the boys again, I was just really excited about the opportunity, and I'm happy to be back. So I'm very energized, feel very positive about it, and me and my family are very happy.
Meanwhile, the Chicago Bears have re-signed corner Jalen Johnson, 4 years, $76 million. Legal tampering in the NFL to begin on Monday. The Sabres play on back-to-back nights tonight in Nashville. Our coverage here on The Fan will begin at 8 o'clock. The NHL trade deadline coming up tomorrow. Amherst tomorrow night hosting Syracuse. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, The Fan Rochester.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Albany coming into Blue Cross Arena this weekend. The Rochester Nighthawks GM, Dan Carey, joining us now in the Sports Bar. It's going to be a fun Saturday night, Dan. We appreciate your time, as always, here in the Sports Bar. Hope you're doing well. How much of a relief was it to get off the schneid and get that win in Texas on Sunday?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Definitely a relief. You know, it's been difficult lately. We've had, you know, some injury troubles and just not able to get that win that we've needed. So boys played great, you know, from start to finish. We came out pretty hot, had a 4-goal lead within, I think, the first 5 minutes of the game. And, you know, we held on to that throughout. They're a good team. Panther City was a tough contest for us, but definitely great to get that win.
Yeah, Dan, I don't know, going through this, like, was there ever a game that you'd say, oh, the Nighthawks didn't belong on the floor there? I mean, like, is that the most frustrating thing that this team kind of had to endure, that every single one of these games, you were right in it until the end?
Yeah, and that's the world of sports, right? I think we've built a team that we're really excited about. We are still young, especially our offense. We've got a lot of guys that are kind of getting their first opportunity. Thomas Lekambi was our first overall pick, and you can tell every week he's just getting more and more comfortable with the reps that he's getting. So, we definitely have been in a lot of really close games, and a couple, if you look at the final score, it's a couple goals, but one of those might have been an empty netter. So we've been, kind of on the difficult side of a few of them, and I felt like there was a few games that we definitely, played well enough to win and didn't come on the right side of it. But, it's a process, and, that's sports, right? It's really, if it's easy to win, it's not going to be worth it. So we were definitely happy to get that one and know that, we're a close group and we're kind of getting closer as those games are kind of getting through the season here.
All right, Dan, well, let's talk a little bit about that struggle, that grind, because the Nighthawks right now are only a half game out of the playoffs. Getting to that eighth seed there, that eighth slot, how realistic a goal is that for your team?
It's realistic. Absolutely it is. We got to take it one game at a time. We have a couple, difficult games ahead of us, playing against Albany, who's, I think they're, second overall in the league right now. We've got them this weekend at home on Saturday, and then we play there the following weekend. But it's a great test, and we're excited about it. I think, you want to be competing for a playoff spot, and if you get in the playoffs, ultimately competing for a championship, and that's our goal. So it's realistic. We're not out of this. We have a good group. Again, I mentioned earlier, we've had some injury trouble, not using it as an excuse. It's a reality that we've kind of been faced with, but we are a group that, I think is worthy of a playoff spot, and we just got to go out and earn that.
I see why they did this, because it's how many teams right now are in this, Dan. I'm just curious your thoughts here on this new playoff format. For folks that aren't familiar, just one old big old division here. Like, no other sport really does this, and you're taking the top eight teams, but, I mean, for that team that is the number one seed, there's a lot of risk going into it. So your thoughts here on this new format, do you like this or not?
I think it's fantastic. It's always been meaningful. You only play 18 games, so every game means so much. But now that you're playing against these teams, and some of them, majority of the teams you're only playing once, so that head-to-head tiebreaker, you get a win against, a certain team, it's huge. So, you're seeing new, new teams, new faces. It's harder to scout, right? When you've got your game preparation and our coaches and doing film, there's, if you're playing Toronto's or Buffalo's three times a year, you kind of know them, right? You know what they're going to bring. And, if you're in a division, we've been in the East and you've had really strong teams for a long time, it makes it hard to get in the playoffs. So I think it levels the playing field. To me, it will be the top eight teams that are in, instead of, maybe you have, traditionally you have five or six teams in one of the other divisions that was, the sixth team was stronger than one of the teams on the other side, but they didn't get in. So I think it's a really fair approach. It adds a different element that we're used to, and it makes it a lot more meaningful, I believe.
Rochester Nighthawks general manager Dan Carey joining us in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, Nighthawks home to against Albany coming up here on Saturday night. Let's show some appreciation for Connor Fields, who right now is second in the league in points with 74. Dan, what has he meant for you and for your team?
He's meant a ton. We have a lot of great players. Connor is another level of talent. We were fortunate to get him in a trade a few years ago, had a tremendous year last year, and hard to follow up what he did last year, but he's doing that. He's on pace to lead the league at this point, considering the games played. But what he's doing this year that was a little different than last year, I think he's, he's still scoring a lot of goals, but really finding, that it can be a little bit easier on him by utilizing the other guys around him more. And we have, a really high skilled and talented offense. And I think he's benefiting from the talent that we have. So he had tremendous games, scoring 14 points is really difficult to do in our league. Not quite the record, but, a few points away from,
from the overall record, I believe. And tremendous game for him. Thomas McConaughey, rookie, had 6 goals on Sunday in that game as well. And, you know, a lot of great contributors, but Connor's been tremendous for us.
And we're talking to Nighthawks GM Dan Carey, the Nighthawks back home Saturday night against Albany. Dan, I'm going to give you a gold star for this one. Joe Post, 63% at the X for your team this year. And look, we take pride, obviously, for somebody who were watching in Section 5 lacrosse at Canandaigua, then at St. John Fisher, and now he's doing this in the pros. Part one of the question, how did he come up on your radar? And part two, could we see more guys? Like, what is the quality of play in Division III? Could we see more guys making the jump?
Yeah, he's such a great athlete. He's a like awesome guy, great teammate. He played hockey growing up, played a lot of lacrosse, just a competitive person, really strong and athletic. So, you know, it's pretty easy to see him and get to know him and understand why he had the success that he had at St. John Fisher. It's not always going to relate to this game, right? Box and field is different, but faceoffs, you know, that kind of specialized position is, there's a lot of qualities that are going to translate. We actually, you know, we wanted him all year last year to come in and play, and he was injured and kind of dealing with a few things from his college career and started a new profession. And so, you know, if we were lucky, we would have had him all year last year as well. But really glad that he decided to play. He's committed to it, and he's got a really bright future. You know, that's something that we would love to see more of you know, local players getting to that next level. We've drafted a few and had a few guys that we've given opportunities to. At the end of the day, we have to make sure we have the best players and the right players on the floor and in our locker room. But definitely would love to see more guys locally here that are able to, you know, contribute to the Nighthawks.
Dan Carey, general manager, Rochester Nighthawks, his team facing Albany Saturday night at Blue Cross Arena. You mentioned them. This is one of the best teams in the league, coming in at 9-2. So what can fans expect out of this opponent, this matchup Saturday night between the Nighthawks and Albany?
They got one of the best goalies in the league. You know, again, that's a huge part of, you know, the success in the NLL. Like the teams that are, you know, having the top goalies in their league and performing at that level, they're having success. So they got a great goalie, a couple of young studs offensively that are rookies in the league that are, you know, that have kind of came out the gates pretty hot in their rookie year. They're a well-coached team. They're very good. You know, they were actually, I think, last place last year. A few draft picks have helped them out, but they've definitely transformed that team and that organization. So tough task ahead of us, but, you know, I think for us, we're worried about ourselves and what we need to do to prepare. It was definitely great to get that win and gave us some confidence. And, you know, we think there's a lot of things that go into winning. And sometimes just getting through one of those games and getting a win is all you need to get on that roll that you're looking for. So they're a good team. You know, we're going to focus on what we need to do to prepare to be at our best. And, you know, I feel good about where we would end up.
Nighthawk games are always fun. Saturday night, team back in. Just one last one here for you, Dan. Like, if you're going to have another Nighthawk hazy IPA tasting, can you let Danger and I know? Because we would certainly love to be back in.
Absolutely. We should let's just book one. We'll plan one here soon. So I think I'm in need of one of those as well.
Fantastic. I mean, really, really well done with the hazy IPA.
I was just stunned. Like the fact that Dan came up, could see that we were dry there, and, you know, while we're live on the air, bringing us that
class act. Yeah. He's a class act, a class organization.
Yeah, gotta look after you guys. You know,
got our back, Dan. We appreciate you making some time for us. Best of luck this weekend, rest of season. Let's talk again soon.
Awesome, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
You got it. He is Rochester Nighthawks general manager Dan Carey, quickly becoming friends with us here in the sports bar because he feeds us hazy IPAs. The Nighthawks. Three Heads Hazy IPA.
Like we had a general manager in sports bringing us beer. Now, Dan Mason did that for you, though, right?
Class. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody would disagree when you say Mason's the class. I mean, he's been doing it longer than anybody locally. He's just always looking out for, the guy just bleeds customer service. That's all. That's all it is. Just making you feel at home. Dan's got it in his DNA as well. The Amherst have always taken care of us. We love We love our local teams, man. They are fantastic. And if they take care of us, you know they're going to take care of you. They're absolutely going to take care of you. Yeah, good time Saturday night at Blue Cross Arena if you want some action. The Nighthawks hosting Albany, and this is one that they got to get. They want to get back into that playoff position here. Half game out of the playoffs right now. So let's, and according to Carey, a realistic goal to get into the postseason for this team.
As we mentioned in the update, Danger, one player not heading free agency, Chicago Bear corner Jalen Johnson. 4 years, $76 million, 43.8 guaranteed. Is that an overpay?
Front-loaded, if I understand right. 60 in the first 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. Is it hefty? Well, I can tell you that passer ratings against Jalen Johnson, I think he was third in the league for lowest passer rating against. He's good. He's a good player. But as we were just discussing the life cycle of a corner in the NFL, this is the window for Jalen Johnson. And maybe the window is even shorter than the length of this contract. It might be next year and the year after that. And then you start to see some of the decline. But he got his, and he wanted his last year. I mean, look, this was something that he can't say that the Bears didn't take care of him, because he was rumored to be traded. He didn't get dealt at the deadline last year. They couldn't get a deal done in time for the franchise. They apply the franchise tag on him. Now you can take that franchise tag off. You've got the long-term deal done, and you've got your corner set. For that Matt Eberflus defense. Matt Eberflus is the Luca Brasi of NFL coaches. That dude needs to sleep with the fishes. What are you doing sitting next to LaFleur courtside of Marquette?
Patriots sign tackle, and I'm going to mispronounce it. Steeler fans will go, Okafor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And we haven't heard anything about Foley Fatakasi, who was visiting the Bills after taking a visit with the Texans earlier this week. He was released by the Jags earlier in the week as well, taking a visit with the Bills today. Like, if there's a frenzy to get some of these released free agents signed, it's because, well, these are signings you can make that don't count against your comp pick formula for next year.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that name, and if he wasn't on a roster, that just falls under the category of a guy. That's I'm not going to get excited.
Well, I will say this, you know, Thad, who joined us earlier, Thad Brown from News 8, you know, classified him as a good run stopper. If you were to bring in a Daquan Jones, if you were going to bring back a Daquan Jones, that this would be a good guy, like, that could be behind Daquan Jones. But I would say that if you were to sign this guy, your hope is that he could at least give you what Daquan Jones gave you when he was on the field, and maybe a little bit more. He's a couple years younger than Jones. So, we'll see. We'll see if anything comes of it. But interesting to note that after all of the moves of the last 24 hours, the Bills taking a visit with a defensive tackle that was released by Jacksonville earlier this week. And we wait for the start of the league year next week, man. It's the 13th. It's a week from yesterday.
So the Less Bill, you know, there's two philosophies here. You know, like, keep your own, but if you're over 30, it's a team that's paid a guy over 30, a well-known name, surprise, New Orleans, re-signing Tyrann Mathieu. Mm. 2 years he's going to get only $13 million, according to Josina Anderson.
Yeah, I imagine that whatever game he has left is kind of minimal, but there's more to that signing, because that's a fan favorite. That's a local kid. That's an LSU guy. That's, you know, that's like, we could call Poyer the heartbeat of the Buffalo Bills defense. If you wanted to, I would listen to that, but it'd be more likely that a kid from Buffalo, like, if Chad Kelly would have been the franchise quarterback that Josh Allen is, it would be akin to that, right? Like, oh, that's a kid that's from here. He went to school here. He never left. And, you know, Mathieu did leave. He was drafted by, who did he play for? Texans and the Cardinals, and kind of bounced around a little bit and ended up back home in New Orleans for the last few years. So, but mid-30s, I want to say, for Mathieu, right? Yeah. How old is he now?
He's 31.
Oh, he's in his early 30s.
31. But still, though, for a corner.
Safety.
30. Right. Now a safety.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, look, these deals, these deals try to get under the wire here before the league year starts, and you have a better idea of what you're going into and what you have to play with when free agency.
Like you said, the hometown discount. There's this other quote today. So Dalton Schultz with the Houston Texans, he went on McAfee talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Now, more often than not, you leave a team, you leave the thoughts of the former team behind. But this was the quote, like talking to people in the Houston, like people, his new teammates are saying, holy crap, that stuff actually happens at a practice facility and you think it's normal. Then you come to a place like this, meaning Houston, talking about Dallas. There's people literally going on tours while you're lifting in the weight room.
Uh-huh.
They've got a one-way mirror for people to look in. It's literally a zoo. There are people tapping on the glass trying to get your attention.
Yep. Yep. When you build a stadium like that, it's a revenue generator for you, not just during football season. It has to be a revenue generator for you every day. So you take tours of the magnificent structure that Jerry has constructed.
The players' weight room, though, that should be off limits. Tapping on glass.
So I took a tour of the stadium in Madrid, Bourbonnais. I think. I can't remember what it's called. Anyways, Real Madrid. And at the time, Ronaldo was on Real Madrid. And the tour takes you through the locker room. And they're like, this is Ronaldo's locker. And this is all the, like, and I'm thinking to myself, this can't be. There's no chance that this is actually his locker. This is a replica, right? It has to be a replica. And the actual dressing room is over, because I would hate that if I was a player. What Schultz is describing would drive me crazy.
Yeah, well, like, it's one thing, like, you're going through there. It's not like Ronaldo is on site, but, like, literally, like, I'm lifting. Stop. I'm not doing this on display for you to make. What does the tour cost? $25? Hey, everybody, there's Dalton. You know, get, like, the tour guy. And as you can see on our left, Dalton Schultz.
Hey, don't forget to tell you. Don't forget to tap on the glass so he knows you're here. Yeah, that would drive me nuts. Especially if you're lifting. Can you imagine you're trying to bench press a Volkswagen? Somebody taps on the glass, you lose focus. Next thing you know, you got a bar choking you out. Forget it.
Now we go over to the scouting department here. And as you notice, Jerry Jones, there he is. And he's entering the room. Please now do not make any loud noises as they're negotiating.
Jerry Jones is walking through the boardroom. Please genuflect. And this is not a negotiation. It's another paternity test. What a zoo. But that description from Dalton Schultz, what he's describing, when you hear that, I'm sorry, Cowboy fan, that's why you're not winning a championship.
Right.
It's insane.
Well, do they do that in Buffalo? No, you're not allowed in the team facility in Buffalo. It's a separate building. And we talked to Brandon Bean, like, how's that going to work with the new stadium? The training facility and the admin is going to remain the same. It's so.
Yeah. Hey, another signing in the AFC East that we should point out. I don't know if this moves the needle, but for a team that didn't really have any presence at this position last year, at least it's a name you might be familiar with. Jonnu Smith signing 2 years, $10 million with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, he was really good on my fantasy team like 5 years ago.
Yeah, he didn't really do much in Atlanta. He didn't do much in New England. I think it was one year in New England. It was back when he was in Tennessee with Ryan Tannehill throwing him the football. Arthur Smith led offense that you actually saw Jonnu Smith do something. And with Arthur Smith as a head coach in Atlanta last year, not too much production there.
That's why I can't imagine this idea that Russell Wilson might be talking to the Steelers. Just talking. Steelers fans, I'm not going to get you all worried here or not. I just can't imagine Russell Wilson and Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin all hitting it off saying, you're our guy.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But to your point earlier, you take the meeting because why not? You take the meeting because at minimum you told your fans, well, next season when we get to training camp, there'll be a competition.
You are pumping the tires if it is Kenny Pickett. Look, we talked to these other guys. We met these other guys. The best option is the guy we had here all along.
Yeah, that's that line. You have to spill that one too, of course. I don't see that as a fit. Yeah, a little bit of steam getting picked up by a lot of the talking heads about what the Giants should do at quarterback. Are you buying into this? Are you buying into the idea that they would walk away from Daniel Jones?
Yes, because I said that 3 weeks ago. Just like I'm said, hey, I could see Mitch Morse getting cut. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, that one was a surprise to everybody. You called that one. Yeah. I'll give you credit on that one. The Giants, after investing, what was it? Four years, $80 million?
Yeah, but you can get out of that, and it gives you a nice little bridge. If you want to draft the kid from Michigan and he's not ready, or whoever it is, at six, I'm thinking there'll be a quarterback at six, but if there's a team that's like, hey, we don't want a quarterback, then you can jump up. I think the Giants are in play. They should be in play. You're going to make the same mistake again. Granted, that's a new GM, but the Giants could have had Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. But no, Saquon was the way to go.
Who would you rather have if you're the New York Giants? Daniel Jones, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, or Justin Fields?
Oh. Justin Fields.
Really?
More upside. Would you like to get any better with Daniel Jones? It's not going to get any better with Russell Wilson.
I don't think you could do Justin Fields. I threw it out there just as a hypothetical. I don't think you could actually do it because Justin Fields is going to want to get paid.
Correct.
So is Kirk Cousins.
You're like, what? Nobody's going to make the trade for. Well, you could trade him and decide, oh, do we really want this guy or not?
Well, at minimum, you're picking up his fifth year option.
Right.
And that's a lot of cake if you keep Daniel Jones, which I would imagine they'd have to find a way out of that deal.
It's probably the same if you draft a quarterback or you're going to with a bonus. I see your point. Like there aren't really any good options here for the Giants other than to start over. If you think Daniel Jones is the guy, I've seen enough of Daniel Jones. I'm sorry. He's a poor man's Eli.
Brian Daboll. A lot of people would say Brian Daboll helped make Josh Allen what Josh Allen is today. You don't think he can repeat that success with Daniel Jones?
Well, I think that it's a lot easier when you can mold the quarterback from. And yes, Daniel Jones was hurt last year. And yes, there wasn't a lot of talent.
He wasn't great when he was on the field.
Listen, what are we even talking about here? Like the solution has been in front of us all along here, Mike Danger. Like you're talking about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and me mentioning they should trade up for a quarterback. The answer has been there all along, and I'm not talking about Daniel Jones. You have to keep the guy who has led you to victories.
That's right.
And you know what? Dino Babers didn't even realize how great this guy was.
You know why you got to keep him more than anything?
Because he's Italian, Gino. You got to keep DeVito.
What are you saying?
Because he's Italian. Tommy Cutlets, QB1.
I had a he's Italian moment. You know how I mentioned the Minnesota State High School hockey tournament is happening this weekend.
You're all geeked up for
this. It's the weekend that I miss Minnesota. Like, there's not a lot of Minnesota that I miss, having lived in Rochester now for 27 years. But the weekend of the State High School hockey tournament, I still kind of like, I get a little homesick, wishing I could go to Minnesota just for the weekend. And the guy that coaches my high school's hockey team grew up next door to my best friend. Good kid. A couple years younger than us. Had a hole in his heart when he was a toddler. Had to go through surgery. Went through a lot. And his old man was the head coach at the University of North Dakota growing up. Mm. So he was the head hockey coach of a Division I hockey program. And his son now, following in his footsteps, is the head coach of the high school program in his hometown. And his last name, just for what it's worth, Palmasino. Of course they won national championships at University of North Dakota. Gino, he's Italian.
Is he from Maryland originally?
I don't think so.
Right across. Right over your head. What's his name?
Palmasino.
Originally from Maryland, though, right?
Palmasino. Oh, I'm sorry. PJ's Wednesdays. Yeah.
We can't right add, past you.
So we'll put him in the miscellaneous bracket with Joe Capogreco when we talk to PJ in a couple of weeks. Happy hour next in the sports bar. You said, if you said Baltimore, I would have gotten it right away. You said Maryland.
Oh.
If you would have said Baltimore, I'd be like, now I got it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Tyler Palmasino home. Happy hour next. We'll take your calls. We have time for them at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326. And Gino and I will do our best to recap and revisit everything from a wild 24 hours in Orchard Park as Brandon Bean just went through a transformational day with the Buffalo Bills and the shaping of this roster. Lots of veteran names moved, restructured, extended. We'll get to all of it and tell you what it means for the future next in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on The Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 oh, yeah. FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.